I'm Cindy Palos, and this is Talk Story, Maui's longest-running talk show, and I have a wonderful show today. I'm so excited to have Tamara from Maui Nui Botanical Garden and Allison, our friend from a wonderful group, the Maui Association of Landscape Professionals, and also her own group as well, because she works for Island Plant Company. Yep. She brought me in some absolutely gorgeous, beautiful natural flowers from where? Your garden, your farm, or
the protea flowers, those are from my house.
Oh, they're beautiful. Well, we're gonna be talking about a very special event that's coming up in a couple weeks. Actually, it's just a week and a half, right? Arbor Day is combining with the Garden Expo, with not only the very famous tree giveaways, but the full-on Garden Expo Fair, which is going to be huge from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock at the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens. And this is so interesting that because I love plants. I'm going to go Facebook Live on this. Because Tamara does a great, great job there, and you've been doing this Arbor Day tree giveaway for, 16 years now?
That's right.
16 years, and it's always popular because you give about 1,000 trees away.
Yes, we've actually had to up that over the last 5 or 6 years. We're getting closer to 2,000 at this point, but we're going to be giving those away. They do go pretty fast.
And they're native trees.
Native trees, mm-hmm. And also canoe plant trees, so anything that came before European contact. And there should be about 25 species available. And that is sponsored by both Ku'ulanani Urban and Community Forestry Program and also Maui Electric Company.
And that's not all, because typically people get there about 9 in the morning, by 11 the trees would be gone and that'd be it. But Allison and you are combining forces, and this year it's a full-on garden expo taking place at the Maui Nui Botanical Garden as well. And it's going to be a very special gathering because there's going to be speakers, there's going to be games, there's going to be food, there's going to be all kinds of information about your plants. And you're an expert, and I really appreciate it when you come in, Allison, because I know how busy you are. But you know about plants, and not just plants, but what it takes to keep plants going and growing here on Maui, which is, you know, every area here has its own chemistry, has its own ground conditions, and it's so hard for people to kind of understand. So you embrace that and tell people information at these events as well, right?
Yeah, so this year we're really excited. We're going to have a series of programs that will be under a tent area, so you'll be able to learn about people speaking. We're also going to have those same speakers will have their own booths, and so you can also go back to those booths and answer whatever questions you're looking for. And MALP is going to have our own booth, so we're going to have a plant questions booth to ask any landscaping questions you want there. There's also going to be the Maui Master Gardeners will be available to answer all of your plant questions. There's going to be an Ask the Arborist table, so if you have any tree questions, we're going to have everybody, anything you want to do with landscaping will be at this event.
And you know, Tamara, I have to say, I love the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens anyway, because it's got a very special feel. I mean, I happen to be a plant and tree lover. I love trees. I do. I love trees. But you have a lot there that are just, when plants and trees are loved, I swear there's a special feeling that goes on. And to me, I can feel the energy. And when you go over there to the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens, there's like, it feels like a safe place for plants and trees, right? You have a lot of different interesting trees and plants there, don't you?
We do. Thank you for saying that. It's right in the middle of Keopalani Park, so we're right at the old zoo site, and mm-hmm. We're open from Monday through Saturday. And yeah, we're open to the public, and we have our theme there is native Hawaiian plants and canoe plants. So we have not only a really beautiful coastal and low elevation collection of trees and plants that was started by Renee Silva way back in the 1970s when it was still the zoo and he was the groundskeeper. But we've also collected a lot of old Hawaiian varieties of bananas and sweet potatoes.
Oh,
and
really?
Kalo, yep. And kava and sugarcane as well. So you can see things that were really important crops
banana
that are
fruit,
unique to Hawaii.
Banana
yeah, absolutely.
Fruit. Ulu.
An ulu, yes.
Ulu, that goes splat.
That's right. We've got signs warning you not to stand under the ulu trees.
It's true. I do that walk there, and it's always fun. Certain times of the year, you go, oh, splat. It's so fun. But it's wonderful. So this is a special thing, and people gobble up those trees. They just love them. But do they know which ones are right for them? I mean, what does people like the most when they get a chance to get the trees?
Well, what I'm excited about this year is we're going to be giving away, you know, under this particular grant, and our mission is to get more of those native trees out into the landscape, especially in the urban areas. So we'll have things like jala trees, but also jala pepe, and jala pepe is one that's not very well, it's not planted very widely, but it's really easy to grow, and it's a small tree, so it's good for properties that are already might be a little crowded, and it's got a beautiful form to it that looks like a small jala pepe means baby jala, so it looks like a small jala. It doesn't have the thorns like jala, and was really important culturally, so like it's one of the five sacred plants to Laka, who's the goddess of hula, and it's just a beautiful tree. And then there's, you know, another 25 or so other trees that are just as interesting. So at this event, we're going to have all kinds of information. And like Allison was saying, there will be experts who can connect you to the right tree so that you're not planting something too big for your yard or something that's going to, you know, drop fruit on your head if that's not what you're looking for.
But you are going to have a lot of interesting fruit trees as well. And there's going to be a special chance to have a man named Ken Love, which knows about fruit trees as well, right? And unusual fruit trees.
So Ken Love is coming. We're bringing him in from Kona. He's the president of the Hawaii Tropical Fruit Growers. And he's actually spearheading creating fruit tree repositories on each island, which he may be able to tell you about. So his mission is to bring unusual fruit trees and bring them back into the awareness of people. It's not just citrus trees like oranges and lemons and limes, which we all love, but everything from durian to rambutan, so I'm telling you how to grow all these. So not only do we have him coming to speak on all of these trees, you'll be able to hopefully get these trees. So if you're looking for unusual fruit trees, see if you can come. We have a new vendor who's never been before at our event, and it's a newer nursery on Maui. So we like to bring people to our events that most of the general public doesn't know about. So it's Nature Works Nursery. So he's going to be bringing in some of these unusual fruit trees that you'll be able to buy after you hear about how to grow them from Ken. So Ken will be speaking in the morning, and we'll have a schedule of events up on our website too and on our Facebook pages.
We should mention your website.
So the website for this event is arbordayexpo.com.
ArborDayExpo.com. ArborDayExpo.com.
Yeah, and so it'll also be on the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens Facebook page and the MALP Facebook page. So look for any of those pages to see the schedule of events for that. So that we're very excited that he's coming. If anything you ever wanted to know about fruit trees, he will know. He just actually got back from Japan doing a talk over there on fruit trees, and he just came back from Oahu. He told me he's busier in retirement flying around talking about fruit trees than it was when he was working. So we're going to have a lot of fun when Ken comes.
What are some of the most popular fruit trees?
Well, honestly, the most popular fruit trees for the general public are usually citrus trees.
Yeah.
But most people don't know that you can grow all these other fruits here. Mm-hmm. So not just, and even bananas. So you have all these unusual banana varieties, and most people usually only know apple bananas
or ice cream bananas,
and there's nothing wrong
with
those.
I never heard of an ice cream banana. I want an ice cream banana. What's
that? So it's a fast-growing banana. It's still a smaller banana, but it's kind of got a bluish tint to the skin. So there's so many varieties of bananas that people don't realize are out there, along with, like, there's bananas that have a red kind of flesh. There's bananas that have an orange flesh. There's a variegated banana. So and you know who has a collection of bananas? Uh-huh. Is Maui Nui Botanical Garden. So
yay.
I don't know if you'll have any bananas for sale, but banana plants for sale. But I think we'll have some banana plants for sale through Nature Works.
So I would kind of wonder, because, you know, I hate it when all the bananas come out at the same time and all of a sudden you have 100 bananas and then they're all gone. And yeah, you can only freeze so many. Do different varieties of bananas grow and come harvesting at a different time? Do you know that?
I don't know specific varieties. I know that they tend to fruit more during the summer. But they do fruit all year round. So it depends on your fertilization schedules, too. You can encourage them to fruit different times. And every tree and every fruit has a season. But a lot of them, because of our climate in Hawaii, they will sporadically fruit throughout different parts of the year.
Interesting. Tamara, do you get out there and encourage your bananas to grow at different times?
No, not at all. We just need them to grow. The bananas that we grow at Maui Nui are actually the old Hawaiian varieties. So these are plants that were developed here in place before any Europeans arrived. And so these are unique to Hawaii. Yeah, so just like the sugarcane varieties and the other crop cultivars that we grow there, those are historic heritage varieties. So the variegated banana that Allison mentioned is actually the only variegated banana in the world is a Hawaiian variety. It's called Manini.
No,
yeah, or a Mo'oli. It's a Mo'oli Manini.
Is it a small one or is it like a regular?
It's quite tall.
Oh.
And it's beautiful because it's variegated. You know, it has white and green streaks on it, and the fruit has white and green streaks as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. The fruit has white and green streaks.
The skin of the fruit does, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's delicious.
And you have it there?
We do. Yeah. We have it right in the front entrance as you come in.
How wonderful.
We won't be selling them, though, I'm afraid
to say. No, but it's nice to know that it's there and to learn about it,
right?
That's
right. We need more people growing these.
I think a lot of times you have to special order them from people because they are very rare and they're not inexpensive usually. I've seen small plants a lot of times will start at $100 or more, and it's because it's so hard to grow and it's very slow growing. But it's a really fun tree to have, and it's really beautiful. Actually, the first place I ever saw that plant was in a conservatory in Delaware.
Wow,
inside a conservatory.
That's
strange.
That's very unusual. So obviously, when people get these free trees, you want to make sure that you're not killing them, right? You want to make sure when they take these trees home that they know how to grow them, because you might think you might know how to grow it, and then again, it might not be right. I mean, obviously, something growing in Kula is not going to be the same kind of tree that's going to do something well in Sand Hill and by the ocean, necessarily, different areas.
Oh,
and, of course, there's North Shore climates, and over on the desert side, you know, in Kihei, is very different. So how do people know what is right for their area where they live and how to grow it?
The best thing to do is to ask. A lot of people say, well, for example, I want to grow a breadfruit. I live in Kula, in Upper Kula. Well, breadfruit, it'll be a really pretty small tree, but it probably won't fruit. If every plant has a different climate it likes. And in Hawaii, a lot of times it's not necessarily where you're located, but more in kind of like around the island, but it's more the elevation versus where you are near the beach or how close you are to the ocean, or, you know, are you in Haiku versus Wailea? A lot of the plants will grow in similar in those places, but it's more elevation issues you have to wonder about. So big one is mangoes. People always ask about mangoes have a limit to the elevation where they will fruit well. Same thing, like I said, with breadfruit.
So mangoes grow well in Kihei, or? Because I know I see a lot of
mangoes grow well at lower elevations.
At lower elevations, okay.
Yeah, so just so you know, for the trees that are going to be given away, there will be maps that show you the ranges.
I love that.
So you'll be able to see instantly whether it's a lower elevation, high elevation, or, like, for example, some of these trees can range almost all the way from the top of the mountain to the coast. Mm-hmm. So.
And palm trees.
You know, we are going to have two native palms for the first time giving away, Prichardia hillebrandii and Prichardia remota. These are loulou, and loulou was used for thatching, hale, and for sport where people would cliff dive and use them to slow themselves down, like wings. And
really?
They're beautiful. They're fan palms, and so we'll be giving away those for the first time this year.
How nice is that? That's wonderful. So do you keep it in a pot till it grows a little? Because your trees are about how long?
The trees are ready to go. So if you get them at this event, you probably should go ahead and be ready to plant them. So
well,
they don't like
to
be in pots for very long because they can get root bound. So the roots will circle around the pot and around. And then when you plant that, it maintains that structure, and it can make it a little bit more susceptible to blowing over in the wind.
Very interesting. Now, you've got a lot of different events that are fun coming up at this special event. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Allison Wright, Maui Landscape Association is joining forces with Arbor Day at the Maui Nui Botanical Garden with Tamara on November 2nd. And so not only can you get a free tree if you're there for the first 1,000 trees, native tree, I should mention, there's free parking, free admission. But on top of that, you've got some wonderful other events that are going on. And I was interested to see some makahiki events. That's, and it's so, you know, it's hard to, it feels like it's getting close to makahiki time. So tell me a little bit about that.
So actually, Maui Nui is setting up, there's a several events they're setting up. So one is makahiki games, and then they're also going to have lei making, and there's going to be kapa.
Yeah.
But that's actually, Tamara is the one who's setting up all the makahiki.
Yeah, that'll be, and we'll also have lauhala bracelet weaving. So anything having to do with the trees that we're giving away, all those products you'll be seeing in the cultural activities that are happening.
Will makahiki you be able games, to learn how to do them yourself?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can sit down and make a lei with native plants and use bits of native trees to do that. You can make you can see how to make kapa and actually try your hand at making kapa with wauke, and then the lauhala bracelet weaving, you can take one home with you. The makahiki games are run by Undakava 808, and that's Ikaiko Fuen, and he's doing a whole bunch of different ones, ihe, or spear throwing, and then ulumaika, which is like the stone bowling, and also moa pahe'e, where you take a koa wood, there are these beautiful koa wood darts, and you slide them and try to get them in between the pegs. Konane, I think he's done huki huki recently, which is like the tug of war, and I think there's going to be some hakamoa, which is chicken fighting. So you have to come to learn how to do that.
I don't know if I want to about that.
You want to take me on? Not you and me. We're going to go chicken fighting.
It's not real like rooster
not
fighting.
Not real rooster
people.
Fighting. It's people.
It's
yeah,
people
you have
fighting
to get
like
inside.
Chickens.
Yeah, you have to actually push.
Okay,
somebody
I hadn't
out.
Heard of much of any of these games, yeah. So it's very, very interesting.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
And for those that are listening or watching, explain that might not know because some people are here from other countries. Online. So to explain what makahiki time is.
Well, makahiki is a harvest celebration. It's a time of when people stop working and then they pay tribute. So this is a really ancient time of year. So it's a time of paying taxes and tribute, and it's also a time of everyone coming together and playing games and coming maybe from far distant towns and playing these games and having ceremonies together.
I'd heard about its time where you do repairs to nets and it's like a kind of time for, like, well, the days are shorter, you do repairs, you do less activities, but I'd never heard a time for taxes before. That's the first time I've ever heard of that. That's very interesting.
That's part of it, too. But don't quote me because I am not a makahiki expert, but you can definitely come and talk to Ikaika about it because he is actually, his nonprofit, I believe, is starting a league of makahiki games that he wants to take to the schools.
How interesting.
So he'll be there leading those, and he can tell you much more about makahiki
ceremonies. When's that happening?
That's going to be here at this Arbor Day event. This is
I know,
be,
but what
oh,
time?
November 2nd, and he'll be there all the way through from 9 to 2.
Oh, he's going to do the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I just thought it was going to be like an hour-long thing or something, but,
nope.
You know, I hadn't heard about a lot of those games, so that's really nice. I mean, I know you'd been involved and recognized also is one of the beneficiaries of the Waikai games, Waikai celebrations going on at
That's
the
right.
Maui Ocean Center.
Yes, we're excited
which was
about
great.
That. That's
because
coming up this Saturday.
It is, and there's so many cultural events that are happening where, I mean, this is wonderful. We can learn so much about what's going on. But a lot of people still do not understand plants. And you're I have to say, Allison, you're a plant expert. You really are. You understand plants so well. This is your full-time job, but you're doing it all the time. And you also take care of some of the plants daily at some of the big hotels, etc.
Yeah, so you don't work when you do what you love, right? But yeah, so the other fun things we're going to be doing, so we don't want to miss one that we're going to have for the kids, is that ISI Hawaii, it's a local irrigation store, they're going to be having a table where the kids can come for free and pot up their own plants. I think they're getting some herbs and vegetables that they'll be able to pot up in little hanging baskets that they'll
I
be able to take
that.
Home for free. So if you want to come and then ask any irrigation questions, talk about that's a big subject on Maui right now, how
it
to
is.
Save water,
yeah.
Come and talk to the guys from ISI, and they'll be at their own booth, and they'll be potting up all these plants
and
all
the
day
kids
with the kids.
Can have their
it's
own
a
plants.
Free event, so they're going to be giving away and having, so if you want to have fun watching some men who are used to working in the store and working with irrigation, trying to help kids, little kids, pot up a bunch of plants. It's kind of a fun event to watch. Then the kids can take them home and do whatever they want with them.
I have ultimate respect for this because I've had some irrigation problems. People don't realize, and you have irrigation in a home for like 20 years, things start breaking, and it's not easy to find out where the break is. They got to go, and they have to work hard digging up and finding, right? And on top of that, we have had a very, very dry. It's been weird. The weather, of course, has been very strange.
Yeah, this winter was one of our wettest winters, and now we're in one of the driest summers. And it's not really necessarily the driest summer, but it's one of the hottest summers. So the longest period of days above 90 degrees, I think.
And on top of that, I live in the Wailuku, Kahului area, and it has not been getting the rain that it's been getting in some areas up country or Kula or some of the Makua areas, and it could be flash flood. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, it was flash flood in Kihei, and no rain at all on this side of the island, which is very strange, right?
Well, it didn't rain. Kihei and Wailea, it's like anywhere in Hawaii, you have really extremes of microclimates. So in Kihei and Wailea especially, it will rain up to a street and not past that. So that flooding was very localized.
Yeah.
And it was just over 2 inches in some places in an hour. So that was a lot of water coming down. And when the ground is so dry in a lot of places, it can't absorb that water because the ground is repelling the water almost.
Have
when
you
it's
been
so
seeing
dry.
This, Tamara, at the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens? Have you had to adjust your patterns of taking care of plants with this kind of very difficult weather this year?
Yeah, we've definitely seen it. One of the things we observed was our 40 or 5-year-old breadfruit trees. They produced so much fruit on the ends of their branches, way more like 3 to a branch rather than 1 to a branch, which is indicative of that big heat wave. And so as a result, you know, big 12-inch branches were breaking under the weight of it. So we had to get a really good tree trimmer. Jake Kane from Kane Legacy Tree Services came and did a great trimming of the trees for us and helped save it. So that's going to be a big part of this event, too, is, you know, having some tree care demonstrations and tree climbing and things
like
that.
Tell me about the tree climbing. Now, we all know about palm tree climbing, right? Is this different beyond palm trees?
No, this is different. So this is like when you need to get on a ladder with a chainsaw, that's when you know you need to call an arborist. So we're going to be, you know, we'll have a lot of arborists there. They'll be doing some demonstrations that Allison can tell you about how to prune and plant care for trees, things like that. And we'll also have a lot of different conservation organizations. So speaking of water and watersheds, we'll have several of the watershed partnerships, you know, Friends of Kealia Pond National Wildlife Refuge, Maui Invasive Species Committee, of course, because they're going to be presenting the Malama Ika Aina Award.
And that is an award to?
That is an award that they present every year to a landscaper, a plant producer or provider, you know, some commercial agricultural property owner or manager to recognize their efforts to keep invasive species out. And as you know, a lot of the invasive species in Hawaii are plants. So they're all about, you know, the right plants in the right place.
And is there going to be talking about how you cannot use Roundup and how you can use natural product to try to keep some of these invasive and rather destructive species from spreading? I mean, I know that some areas are really having a problem with this. There's been some of that witch's hair. Is that what you got? I forget that orange plant that takes over. Mm-hmm. But I see some of this taking over. I go walking out there by Waikapu Golf Course. You know, that reserve area back there. And it's a beautiful area, but then what do you do when something comes in and tries to take over? And then also you want to take care of not putting any poison out there because you're right on the ocean. So what do you do as someone who cares about the plants and wants to see the plants that are natural growing out there but not taken over by these killer weeds?
Well, I'll tell you what. Different organizations and different types of land management require different tools. So definitely herbicide has got to be used in some situations, like in landscape type situations, so conservation organizations can use those sometimes. But at the Botanical Gardens, at Maui Nui Botanical Gardens, we have a staff actually that has stopped using herbicide a year ago, and
Yay.
So we are using a lot of really innovative techniques, and it's a great chance to come down and sort of see what they've been doing. I'm sure they'd love to show you what they've been doing to suppress the weeds. We have some very serious weeds down there, and we've been struggling with that. You know, like how do you keep these weeds suppressed. But every site is different. I'm sure Allison can tell you, you know, every site is different. And you've got to actually have a tool that works for the particular weed that you're trying to suppress.
Well, the island is so amazing, and it is in so many ways like a Garden of Eden. But there's so many people who are needed to protect this beautiful, wonderful island, and there are people who care, and I honor them. And I honor you, Allison, and I honor you, Tamara, because it's very important work you do. It's extremely important, and I can't thank you enough for the work you're doing. And everyone can go to the website. Again, the website name is...
It's www.arbordayexpo.com.
Arbordayexpo.com. It's on November 2nd at the beautiful Maui Nui Maui Nui Botanical Gardens. I'm going to put your name in there, Tamara. Botanical Gardens. Get there early. Get your native plant, but stay, because it's going to be the first ever chance to see this beautiful combination of the Garden Expo, thank you, Allison, and Arbor Day. And it's not just a take a plant and run. It's take a plant and stay and learn.
Take a plant and stay and learn about everything plants and landscape and gardens in Maui.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a very special day, and I'm very glad you're doing this work. And thank you to Maui Electric, MECO.
Oh, thank you to Maui Electric for being our sponsor, and then thank you to our other sponsors along the way, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm very, very grateful for the work you do. So thanks, and I'll finish up Facebook Live there.